Uncle Remus, did the fox kill and eat the rabbit when he caught him with the tar baby? Law, honey, ain't I tell you about that? When Br'er Fox find Br'er Rabbit mixed up with a tar baby, he feel mighty good, and he roll on the ground and laugh. By'm-by he up and say, says he, "Well, I spec I got you this time, Br'er Rabbit," says he. "Maybe I ain't, but I spec I is. You've been running around here sassin' atter me a mighty long time, but I spec you done come to the end of the row. You've been cutting up your capers and bouncing round this neighborhood until you come to believe yourself the boss of the whole gang. And then you're aller summers why you got no business," says Br'er Fox, says he. "Who axed you to come and strike up acquaintance with this here tar baby? And who stuck you up dar why you is? Nobody in the round world. You des tuck and jam you sep on that tar baby without waiting for any invite," says Br'er Fox, says he. "And dar you is, and dar you stay, twell I fixes up a brush pile and fires her up, case I'm going to barbecue you this day show," says Br'er Fox, says he. Then Br'er Rabbit talk mighty humble. "I don't care what you do with me, Br'er Fox," says he, "so you don't fling me in that briar patch. Roast me, Br'er Fox," says he, "but don't fling me in that briar patch," says he. "It's so much trouble for to kindle a fire," says Br'er Fox, says he, "that I spec I'll hatter hang you," says he. "Hang me des as high as you please, Br'er Fox," says Br'er Rabbit, says he, "but do, for the Lord's sake, don't fling me in that briar patch," says he. "I ain't got no strings," says Br'er Fox, says he, "and now I spec I'll hatter drown you," says he. "Drown me des as deep as you please, Br'er Fox," says Br'er Rabbit, says he, "but do, don't fling me in that briar patch," says he. "They ain't no water nigh," says Br'er Fox, says he, "and now I spec I'll hatter skin you," says he. "Skin me, Br'er Fox," says Br'er Rabbit, says he. "Snatch out my eyeballs, tar out my ears by the roots, and cut off my legs," says he. "But do please, Br'er Fox, don't fling me in that briar patch," says he. Course, Br'er Fox want to hurt Br'er Rabbit, bad as he kin, so he catch him by the behind legs and slung him right in the middle of the briar patch. Dar was a considerable flutter while Br'er Rabbit struck the bushes, and Br'er Fox sort of hang round for to see what was going to happen. By'm-by he hear somebody call him, and way up the hill he see Br'er Rabbit setting cross-legged on a chinkapin log, combing the pitch out in his har with a chip. Then Br'er Fox know that he been swap off mighty bad. Br'er Rabbit was pleased for to fling back some of his sass, and he holler out, "Bred and born in a briar patch, Br'er Fox. Bred and born in a briar patch." And with that, he skip out just as lively as a cricket in the embers.